flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say,
everybody.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
The cops came over.
You come sing.
Hey, I'm so far down.
There we go. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. Only one more day.
One more. Yeah. And we, well, yeah.
No, we got to do it tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, we're doing it tomorrow somewhere.
WIP afternoon well, show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah.
I'll record it.
Johnny Clark, you like that?
Yeah, we're live from New Orleans.
By the way,
it seemed like the New Orleans police were checking.
Yeah, the police did show up.
Also, yeah. I was looking
once
over.
Once they heard it was Creed, they were fine with it.
I was looking over there at Chat Sport. I think it's a station in Wichita.
Yeah,
is that there was a guest there, and he did one of these. We started, and he just went. Uh-huh. like one of those. What the hell?
Yeah. You can also count Clark as someone that believes that Higher is the number one Creed song.
Like everyone in the world, when you guys say you sing Creed, they go, "Oh, Higher."
Everyone in the world, even though it's not their most streamed song.
I don't know what to tell you. Clark did it. Everyone
You're
does
wrong.
It. I think Costos did it. Like
no, Costos thinks Torn is their
but
best
But I think
song.
He first said Higher when you asked him yesterday.
What? I don't understand what your point is. So what data are you giving aside from the four people you've
asked? Get the numbers,
the
Elliot.
The people on the street.
What's the Vegas line on it?
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Yeah, Mr. Linesman over there.
Yeah.
I've never heard you use lines in your
we
argument
use lines
ever.
All the time.
We. Yeah. You. Never. That's the issue.
I would never use the line in argument.
Okay.
A football guy. That's why I said I was disappointed in you.
I said they won two straight Super Bowls and won more games and had the better quarterback and head coach.
Oh, well, that's a good argument.
Yeah. That's why they're favorites by about one
okay.
and a half.
All right. So Myles Garrett has been here doing the rounds. Myles Garrett made a trade request of the Cleveland Browns, which he made public. We tried to do some recruiting, but Myles Garrett also stopped by the Zach Gelb show at the Infinity Sports Network, which, of course, is an Odyssey property. And here is what Myles Garrett said on the show.
When you walk around here today, what's the one team that you got the most? Hey, come join my team.
Oh, man. The Eagles have been out in full force. I've heard a good amount from Detroit and Commanders have spoken up a couple times as well.
And the Eagles, right? They're in the big game.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman's always wheeling and dealing. We even have some of their media right here to the right recording this conversation. And my old boss, Spike Eskin and Ike Reese, they're chanting at you, come to Philadelphia. You could see yourself eating some cheesesteaks and winning a championship in the city of brotherly love.
I mean, we went there for a preseason. I definitely got me a cheesesteak. You know, it lived up to my hopes. And now I'm not going to stay too attached to any one team at this point. You know, I know my fate really is in my hands, but, it would be a hell of a destination.
That's all I needed to hear.
Yep. It's enough.
It's so clear it's where he wants to go.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear.
Yep. I mean, he's here walking around Radio Row talking about he wants to play for a contender with a big picture of Jalen Hurts and Josh Huff above him. So I think
who's Josh Huff?
I'm sorry, Josh
Bryce Huff. Yeah. Oh, Josh Sweat. Yeah.
Not Bryce Huff.
Yeah, the
way to nail the joke, buddy. Way to land the plane.
Now, by the way, he does have a point. Like, they'll trade him where they want to trade him, you know, and he's under contract.
I agree with that, but and maybe his list will be two or three teams, but I think it's a little similar to the NBA where if he doesn't want to go to a place and he makes that known, that does dissuade. The team could do it anyway, for sure, but he will have some say, I think, in trying to steer his way to where he wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, the team has to do the right thing by the team, too, you know?
Sure, but if, let's say, the Lions offer them a first and the Eagles offer a second and he tells Detroit, I do not want to come play for you, they might not be as willing to give up the first.
Right. I'll say this. I love the fact that there's an inside track there with Andrew Berry. I don't know how that relationship ended.
That's a good point.
So, I do know his brother is still working within the front office, his twin brother, so... and you would be trading out of the conference.
Yep.
You had to worry about that. So trading him over to the NFC. And, you know, Elliot, you know this better than probably any one of us as far as what the Eagles' salary cap structure looks like right now and whether or not they'll be able to give him a new contract and sort of pay him the way he wants to be paid.
Yeah, so they have about $18 million in salary cap space currently. That number, I would guess, will go up. They normally restructure deals. They find ways to open up space. Now they do have their own free agents to sign, which we've talked about. But I just think the combination of Jeffrey's willingness to cut Kex and Howie's ability to move the money around, they'll be able to get it done. But the other thing is, if they win this Super Bowl, you're talking about a chance to repeat next year where you have incentive to go and add to the defense and make a big move like that.
All right, so... I mentioned that Pete Prisco at CBS, Jack found this, not me. I just want to say that. Pete Prisco ranked the individual players in the Super Bowl from 1 to 15. Ranked the players. Ike, where would you have Jalen Hurts ranked?
In this game?
In this game, individual players.
Talent, yep.
Yeah.
Both teams.
Both teams. Maybe give a range. You don't have to.
Well, it would certainly be 5 to 10, maybe.
Okay.
5 to 10. I would go 5 to 10. Now, importance, you know, he would be in the top five.
Yeah, sure.
He's the quarterback.
Okay.
But I would have him 5 to 10.
Okay. So here is his ranking, and I'll just keep reading them off until we get to Jalen. Number one, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Thirsty.
Understandable.
Have a take.
Number two, Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
Well, Saquon should be one.
All right. So will you stop it? You're just going to make this take longer.
All right.
And say Saquon should not be one.
215.
All right. Number three, Chris Jones. Kansas City.
Okay.
Defensive tackle.
Yep.
Number four, Jalen Carter.
You can't have Jalen Carter over Jalen Hurts.
Oh, get ready, buddy.
Number five, Lane Johnson.
And Lane Johnson.
Number six, Creed Humphrey. He is the chief center.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, for the listener, not for you.
Is he a fan of 530?
Trust me, I wasn't like Creed Humphrey was not on my radar. So,
and we got Creed Humphrey in front of Jalen.
Well, 530 Creed. It is the 530 segment.
Oh my God.
Number seven, Zach Bond.
We got Zach Bond in front of Jalen too. Listen,
first team all pro.
Yeah, I knew we were going there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number eight, Trent McDuffie, Chiefs cornerback.
Now that's ridiculous.
Number nine, Jordan Mailata. Number 10, A.J. Brown.
What?
He's at 10. I thought he would be higher.
He's actually disrespectful.
Number 11, Travis Kelce.
It's Jack's big issue with the list.
Travis Kelce is number 11?
Well, I told you he's washed.
Number 12, Joe Thuney.
Thuney.
Yep. This is Jack's big thing this week.
Yeah.
Number another ridiculous name.
Number 13, Quinyon Mitchell.
Oh.
We got Quinyon now. Listen, I love Quinyon Mobay as much as the next person. Go Birds! Are we seriously putting the rookie corner in front of the quarterback, too?
Number 14, Jake Elliott. No, I'm just kidding. Number 14, Jalen Hurts.
14
of the individual players.
14 of the individual. Now, there's about four of those that he should be in front of, without question.
Zach Bond.
Quinyon.
Creed Humphreys. Travis Kelce. And I would even, I mean... I would put him in front of Jalen Carter because that's just how important Jalen Hurts is.
I mean, you're not going to hear much from me. I would have Jalen, like, top five.
Well, I mean, the hard part is you say to yourself, well, where does this player – it's how you think about it, I guess.
Right.
Because where does this player rank in the hierarchy of his position? Jalen Carter would be higher than Jalen Hurts.
I think Creed Humphrey is viewed as, if not the best center in the league, like, in that discussion.
Right. So then you have to get to the importance of that
– down to Jason Kelce.
Yeah, position and player. Yeah.
Trust me, I think he's way too low. I was floored when Jack sent me this. Although once Jack sent it, I should have known.
Yes,
exactly.
When I saw top three, Jack went send.
I said it to everyone.
I'm sure
the 14th best player
in the game.
Caller makes a point.
Yeah. Nah, who did this? Who?
Pete Prisco.
Pete Prisco over CBS.
Objective. Yep.
Yeah. Not a Jalen guy.
National reporter.
Yeah. It's just nice to see some objectivity.
Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, you're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
What's going on in the Big Easy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we do.
Right. Yeah, that's what the locals call it.
Well, hope y'all doing it well. Know what, Elliot?
What up?
Man, I could go through this mic and kind of strangle you right now, man.
If you
don't say Barkley, you got to run this ball. Why are you trying to switch up the damn offense, bro? Now, I don't usually get mad at you. But
you get mad all the time, Big A.
Well, what's your issue with them throwing
it?
Okay.
I'm what's your issue with them throwing
it? Listen, bro, if you don't run that ball down their damn throat like you've been doing all year, all of a sudden you want to get pretty and start throwing the ball over the plate.
Yep.
It ain't going to work.
I wouldn't – what do you say, so getting pretty? I wouldn't call throwing the ball getting pretty.
Well, especially in this offense. Yeah.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. We run the ball to set up the pass. We don't pass to set up the run.
Yeah, I'm not saying they shouldn't run the ball.
You loosen the defense up. If they want to play up, then you throw the ball.
I've seen A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith make big plays against his Chiefs secondary. In the Super Bowl, they scored, 33 points by throwing the ball. Last year, they beat the Chiefs by throwing the ball. And so,
They had a better passing offense.
They didn't have Barkley.
I want Saquon to run the ball. I'm not saying, like, move him out of the game plan, but I'm saying against a Chiefs team that I believe is the better team, you have to come out and swing early and try to build a lead. And I think you do that with big plays in the passing game.
No, we don't do that.
Okay.
No. Come on. Aaron, how does it feel that you're now the third best caller in your family?
Who's in front of me?
Mason.
Well, Mason.
Yeah.
Oh, Mason was on the radio?
He made some good points.
I didn't even hear my grandson on there.
Yeah.
He said Jalen has to let it rip on Sunday.
He did. Why they the best? No, why? Let me tell you why the best, because I taught them.
Mason was way too positive, though. You got to teach him to be more negative like you.
He was the one that convinced me to throw the ball.
Because they're not as old as me. They ain't been through nothing. I've been through a lot. Now, if they win, I'm going to be just like them. I'm going to be just like them. I'm going to be a happy caller.
Yep.
Ain't nothing you can say to me. I don't care about the Sixers.
You're streaking down broad, buddy. Yep.
Even if they throw the way to a win?
Huh?
He said even if they throw their way to the win?
I'm going to give you a score.
Okay.
All right.
37-20.
Dude, they're not scoring 37 points.
How are we scoring 37 points if we don't throw the ball?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
right, I love they're gonna Aaron. Do it. I don't know how they're gonna do it. So they might sack him in the end zone. That's two.
Listen, that's 2 points.
Come see us.
They're gonna get 18.
Listen, Big A. Come see us Friday at Chickies and Pete's, man.
Yeah, come on, Big A.
I want to so bad, man, but I get off work too late.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
no, listen, you got to work. Yeah, you got to make
that money. Jack will hang around.
This Friday?
Yes, this Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be down there.
All local businesses are giving people off work on Friday to come down. It's Super Bowl Friday. By the way, so I'm hearing reports from back in the studio.
Oh, boy.
That our D.C. friends.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
They put in 3 audio clips.
So they didn't have to hear.
Smart.
Well.
Smart.
Yeah. Good strategy. Good strategy.
Well, I told you they were bracing for us today.
Spike, the program director in New York, Philly, and D.C.
Big Jason in Allentown. You're on WIP. What's up, Jason?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, just one quick thing.
Gentlemen. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. The only thing that's been concerning me about this whole Super Bowl week and leading up to playoffs is Jake Elliott. And so I just want to get your expert opinions on just one issue, and I may be thinking too far ahead.
Okay.
Let's say the similar thing happened from 2022, and this time is the Eagles driving down. The game's tied. The Eagles are driving down. A minute left. Jalen takes him down, and it's Jake to kick a 30-yard field goal. He makes it. Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Do we bring Jake Elliott back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Me.
Yeah, I mean,
we're open to competition.
If he makes the game-winning kick in the Super Bowl, did I miss a part of this?
Yeah. Look, here's the other thing I would say. I wouldn't mind bringing another kicker into camp, push him a little bit. Let's go. You make a game-winning kick, it's great. He hasn't been.
It's a 30-yarder.
Here's the thing that makes me a little worried about Jake is not the extra points. I think he'll figure that out.
Yeah.
It's the distance thing.
Not doing kickoffs, I feel like, is a bit of a red flag.
Well, he's done kickoffs ever since Ike tweeted about it.
But he didn't do it all year.
Yeah. I think the distance thing is a problem for me because 50-plus yard field goals in the NFL are regular now. Like, you can't – you know, when we were growing up, it was like Morton Anderson. He was the only guy that could do it in a dome. Now guys are pushing 60 yards. And I don't – Jake's made no 50-plus yard field goals this year. I think he's 0 for 8.
I think he made one, but regardless.
It's just that part worries me a little.
Would you guys coach around Jake Elliott on Sunday? Like, from the standpoint of
– I would not do that. I would not.
Now, if he shanks one early in the game, then
you give him the opportunity early.
Right. Here's an interesting hypothetical.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
You curious about this?
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
Would you rather be down 2, and having the Chiefs kick to win, or would you rather have Jake Elliott kick to win?
I'd rather have Jake Elliott.
Right. I think that speaks to the confidence you have in Jake Elliott.
No,
though.
It speaks to Harrison Buckner's awesome.
Yeah, unless he's kicking from 70 yards, I don't want him kicking.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd rather have Jake Elliott.
Buckner's like. This guy's good.
I think like the Jake Elliott thing is a little what you said. I think he's more likely to miss a.
Man, you're out of control.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I think Jake Elliott's more likely to miss an extra point in the first quarter than he is to miss a game winning.
But let's say it's first quarter, whatever. 4th and 5. It's a 54-yard field goal.
No, I go
for it. So that goes to being more aggressive than a lack of faith in
Would
Jake
you go
Elliott,
for it or kick the field goal?
I would go for it.
Yeah, because if it's a 50-plus yarder, you already know where his percentages are.
He's not making them.
All right, well, what about if it's in the 40s?
Do you have any worry Nick's going to be overly aggressive?
Early in the game, I'm taking the points.
Okay.
For 2 years, he's heard you weren't aggressive enough in the Super Bowl. That's why they lost.
I am concerned about that.
Do you think Nick will be too, like, I'm going to prove a point?
I'm worried about that.
I am worried about that.
I do think Nick's a little susceptible to that.
I have no worries about
But he's been
that.
Really good.
I want to go for it on 4th down.
No, I know. But
yeah.
But there are, we can both acknowledge there are times where you
I don't want to do it on my own 34.
Yeah.
But I think once you're in.
Although, like, Doug did go for it on 4th down with, like, 8 minutes ago in 2017 from his own territory. Like, there could be situations where you got to say.
Right.
Well, also, Nick was rolling at that point, too.
And Brady was rolling.
Yes.
So he wanted to get Brady the ball back.
But, I mean, Nick was in a similar situation. I know it was deeper, but that 3rd and 3 in the fourth quarter against the Chiefs.
When he punted.
Where he punted. Now, he was deeper, and that is worth acknowledging. But, I mean, the Chiefs were rolling. Like
I think one thing about going for it on 4th, and they talk about this a lot on teams that go for it on 4th a lot, is that when you have the mindset that you're going to go for it on fourth, you can structure how your
how you're
approaching every set of downs a little bit differently,
well, especially and, third down.
And the and the defense is like they kept saying it. You can't celebrate on after a big third down stop anymore because there's another one coming.
Yep.
And boy, man, when possessions are limited and you have a chance to keep that other team on the field to endure the punishment of your offensive line more, you know, it's another reason why I want to get the passing game, not to forget about this, but for next year back on track, is I want to be one of those teams that is more confident on fourth and four than we have been this year.
You know? By the way, because I know we talked about this yesterday, I can't remember if I said this to you when I got here, but I did talk to Kevin Petullo today about the offensive coordinator, and it's very clear he wants the job. Like, he said, absolutely. He said, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially there's been, you know, they've hired all their offensive coordinators the past year. He hasn't gotten it. It's very...
I told you.
No, I know, but I was a little surprised how open he was.
How open he was about it.
Yeah,
I saw it was interesting. He described his job as half head coach and half offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which made me wonder, that's why I said, you know, some people are happy in the role they have, you know, like Jeff Stoutland. And it sounds like he's got a pretty nice role.
Yeah.
But it's pretty clear I think he wants that title.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you get into that job, so you can eventually, you know,
and make more money.
Moved up.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What's up, big dog? Ike, to anyone he doesn't remember the name of.
Yeah, be careful of
that
Ike
is
Big
true.
Dogs you.
Yeah, that is true. Big Dog or either Broski, one or the other. Yep,
that's
that
how
is
you
true.
Know.
Yep.
Now, the other trick, Ike, is to introduce one of us to them so they say their name.
Yes. Well, the only thing I get worried about that is that I still don't have the name ready to go.
No. Well, what happens is you go... This is Spike. He's my co-host. He goes, hi, I'm
gotcha.
You
gotcha.
Trick him into saying his name.
Here's another good trick.
Yep.
Everyone has on name tags.
Well, we do have media passes.
I'm saying here at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but one of the
it's hard to
I
look
feel
down.
Like people know that you're looking.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I see people looking at my name tag all the time. And you know how blind I am, how hard I got to look?
It's yeah.
be so obvious.
They're also not the easiest to read. I would agree with
you. Yeah, like the font is small. Yeah.
Yep. What's next?
Whoa. Did you forget about me when naming former teammates, Ike? Need me to come on and talk about my shaving habits again?
Oh,
Sean
God.
Landetta.
Oh, wow. Could have left that one out.
Yep. Man, what
think
a moment.
He wants to come on and talk about the Super Bowl?
Amended fences.
Yeah.
From that whole thing. We don't go backwards.
I know. Only forward.
Do you think I threw me under the bus when he mended that fence?
I did not.
Okay,
yeah. There's
right.
no way.
Okay.
No
that
way.
Was Jack, yeah.
Yep. No,
wasn't there.
That's right. You weren't there. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Which means I did blame it on a producer.
Yeah, there was someone. Someone who, you know, that incident going to Six Flags.
Yep. What's next?
Spike, guys, when you call in, this is not a scary place. You're allowed to have an opinion. Except Black Gritty, Andy and Defford, Chris and Penn's Hawking, Ken and Cinnamon Sin, and for a short time, Chuck and Mount Airy. Mike in Havertown.
All those guys are allowed to have opinions.
For a short time.
Yeah. Those guys are allowed to have opinions. None of those guys are banned.
Nope.
No. Some of them are cowards, but they're not all banned.
I wonder if they feel banned.
Ken calls all
the
time.
They definitely feel banned.
Ken calls all
the time.
Ken calls all the time.
No, Ken calls,
Yeah. So, Chuck.
That's true.
Yeah. What's next?
Yeah, I actually think Godfather 2 was better than Godfather 1, and don't even get me started on Godfather 3. Ike having a random conversation while on the air.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, this is
I thought I was freed, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Why is the text line all about me today?
No, I don't know. It was a notable Ike day.
Yeah. What's next?
I'm not saying Chuck in Mount Airy is a frontrunner, but he famously went to see the movie Titanic wearing a Leonardo DiCaprio t-shirt and left the movie wearing an iceberg t-shirt. Alex in Lancaster.
He is such a flip-flopper.
Oh, my God. He's acting today like he hasn't been crushing
Jalen. Yeah, he's the biggest Jalen fan in the world.
Wait, and doesn't he hate Nick, too?
Well, he hates
Nick.
Well, he was pro-Nick and Jalen today?
I mean, they're going to crush him in the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
So he hides it behind he's an Eagles fan.
Yes. Right, right.
He does the whole, I'm an Eagles fan. So that's where he's at. He's happy that the Eagles are here.
So he thinks the quarterback stinks and the coach stinks, but the Eagles are going to win by 20 in the Super Bowl over the Chiefs,
and
who
if
have
you
won
don't
two
agree,
consecutive Super Bowls.
You're a hater.
Yeah.
Not everyone would be
or you're
consistent
scared.
As Jack.
Yes.
Yeah, Jack, you know where he stays on it.
Except that he is going to predict that the Eagles win.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And I'm pro Nick.
What's next?
Can you believe this guy going down the chimney in the middle of the night making all that noise? And the worst part is getting attention for giving gifts to kids. Cringe. Grant and Danny on Christmas.
That was good.
Backslide.
Well, they can't wait till we leave.
Yep. Yeah. Can you imagine the relief when they get here on Friday and they see we're not here? It's going to be great.
Take a deep breath at 5:30.
Right.
Yep. Enjoy the silence.
All these guys aren't here. Yep.
Hey, Buzz, who's up next?
Got Tom Kelly and Devin Caney.
Hey, TK.
Tom Kelly Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm also.
Oh, and Elliot, hours. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, you're still working?
Oh,
dude,
never
go
stops.
Home.
Never
well,
you have nothing to do after the
Super
Bowl,
as
anyway.
I said to Ike, what's he doing, you know, in 2 weeks?
Probably, wow.
Yeah,
he's covering the Sixers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're dead. Still got to talk about the Eagles. All right, so TK and DK are next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, the pros at Glatt Hair just took it to the house again with Exosomes, the newest addition to the Glatt system of hair restoration. Everybody's talking about this hair loss breakthrough. Not all Exosomes are created equal. Trust the experts at Glatt Hair by Morgan Stern Medical, offering the industry's most leading-edge treatments delivered by an unmatched team of specialists. Learn more about Exosomes and feel confident like you're going for it on fourth down. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit GladHairMCTR.com.